Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour cosmic cocktail party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, New Mexico to Newark, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the
air. They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Remember, you can watch the show. Go to watchda.com. It's in sparkling Technicolor each and every day. There you can check out the simulcast and watch the show on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, or on your smart TV. That's watchda.com. Big show coming up for you on a Football Friday. In about 35 minutes from now, Mraz will give us his up-the-gut picks.
Puffiness with sodium.
Plus his football food of the week recipe. His picks stink. His recipes are great. We've got your tasty top five coming up next hour. My top five favorite college football games of the weekend starting tomorrow. We've also got in the third hour of the show, Bucky Brooks, NFL Network. We'll talk a little NFL with him. That's coming up. And it's also a Target Demo Friday, which means we want to hear what you're up to as you listen to the show and plans that you may have as you prepare for the weekend. Last night, Steelers shine. Celtics come back. We've got a Case Keenum revenge tour going on Sunday and conspiracy theories in the NFL. It's all straight ahead on today's edition of The Da.
Aw, The Da. I love The Da.
So hit us up at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Yesterday, I spent an entire segment discussing why the Steelers offense has been stuck in neutral all season. This is an attack that has three of the best players in the NFL: Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. This is an attack that should be the strength of the Pittsburgh Steelers and their march towards a Super Bowl. This should be the part of Pittsburgh you can count on putting up points week in, week out. And yet there we sat going into last night's Thursday nighter, and Pittsburgh had yet to crack 30 points in a game. And I talked about the egos that are at the top of the food chain in Pittsburgh: Roethlisberger, Todd Haley, Mike Tomlin, stubbornness, not playing well with others, frustration pouring over, a lot of guys in it for themselves at junctures over the last calendar year. And on and on and on and on and on and I went. And we get to the game last night, and the Steelers explode. 40 points hung on the Titans, who we had thought were a pretty decent defense, and Pittsburgh looked every bit the Super Bowl contender last night, and one of the best teams in football last night in a devastating, demoralizing, dominating win. Roethlisberger, nearly 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Antonio Brown, 10 catches, 144, and 3 of those touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell combined for about 100 yards, both running and receiving. And every time he touched the football, averaged nearly 5 yards. That right there is why the Steelers can be, when it all clicks, the best team in football. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Pass for the far corner of the end zone.
Touchdown,
Antonio Brown. What a circus catch that was as he got around the defender. I think he faked him out completely.
We need to be a team that's well-balanced, a team that's capable of running it on anyone, a team that's capable of throwing it on anyone. Different points here in recent weeks, you've seen us run it and run it extremely successful. Tonight, you saw us throw it. So, you know, we're very thoughtful about our approach in terms of being able to attack people in different ways because we realize that the challenges that lie ahead, we got to be able to do a lot of things. And so that balance, or the potential for that balance, is big for us. Tonight, we threw it a lot.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Steelers on Steelers Radio, and Mike Tomlin, of course. So the Steelers move to 8-2. When Pittsburgh plays like that, and Tennessee's no dog meat football team, although a short work week and they looked like dog meat last night. When the Steelers play like that, they're actually the best team in football. And I would include all of the contenders in the NFC, and I would include the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. When the Steelers play like that, where their defense doesn't have big breakdowns, there was the big touchdown pass, but largely they kind of kept Mariota in check, forced Mariota into a lot of bad decisions, were active in tackling, swarm tackling. When the Steelers play like that, and the offense clicks like that, they're the best team in football. And there is really, if the Steelers play their football game, there is only one potential loss the rest of the way for the Steelers. The Steelers have a really good crack at 14-2. They're home to the Packers next up. We know what Green Bay is not without Aaron Rodgers. They're at the Bengals. They're home to the Ravens. They're home to the Patriots, at the Texans, home to the Browns. It is possible that the Steelers run the table the rest of the way and go 14-2. But it comes down to that Patriots game because New England could easily be 13-3, 14-2 as well. And so for the Steelers, here is the next challenge. You cannot play down to the competition like you did against the Colts, like you did against the Jaguars, like you did against the Bears. And maybe not fair to put the Jaguars in there since Jacksonville could be a playoff team, but that was the worst day of the season for Pittsburgh. What the Steelers need to do, take care of their business. Do not lose games you're not supposed to lose. You'll be heavily favored against the Packers, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Texans, the Browns. You got to go 5-0 in those. You have to. And then it comes down to the Patriots game. And if you beat the Patriots at home on December the 17th, you're the number one seed and everybody comes through Heinz Field. If you lose that game, more than likely, you've got to go to Foxborough again. And last year, we saw how poorly they played. Now, maybe they'd make some adjustments. Maybe they'd play man-to-man and not let Tom Brady carve them up. But Pittsburgh now, after last night, has no excuse not to be 13-3. They've got to go 5-1 the rest of the way because that's their potential. That last night is their potential. Find ways to get W's because you know the Patriots are not going to finally stub their toe in a game they're not supposed to win and give you a 2-game cushion. You've got to get it done. But because of the Patriots' inefficiency, inconsistency, roller coaster year on defense, because we know the Patriots can be had through the air. As great as Brady is, the Steelers playing like that last night are the best team in football. But can they do that every week and give themselves that bye and that number one seed? That's always the question with Pittsburgh. But let's put it this way. There's no excuses this year. None. You can't blame injuries. You can't blame distractions. You can't blame schedule. They have everything in front of them. And last night they proved how great they can be. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. The secondary story from last night is Skycam.
Electronically ignorant.
Facebook, Twitter, Google, Skycam.
Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter.
Mr. Roboto in the sky. So last night, the NBC crew doing Thursday Night Football experimented more with Skycam. And that's that hovering overhead camera that they usually use sparingly, normally on replays. But last night, NBC decided we're gonna use this for a bulk of the game in real time, live time. So instead of watching east to west or west to east, left to right, right to left, instead you were watching from behind the line of scrimmage of the quarterback downfield. It was cool when it was plays close to the line of scrimmage. And they experimented with this in the fog game in Foxborough a couple of weeks ago between the Patriots and the Falcons. But downfield, it's hard because you lose the depth perception. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. I could go either way because I see a visually compelling perspective, and I like that. I can get with that. Admittedly, when anything is more than 5 or 7 yards downfield, it kind of loses where you are. It's hard to figure out where you are on the field. But I can go either way. I'd like a dollop of Skycam, but primarily the traditional view. Some people hated all of it. Twitter was on fire last night, hating all of it.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
And here is my concern. You want to know the reason that Sunday Night Football NBC producers doing Thursday night said they used it? Because that's how kids watch video games. If you play Madden, you play from the quarterback position. You play from behind the line of scrimmage. I know I'm not in that age group or that demographic anymore, so maybe this is just me on the outside, but that doesn't feel like a good reason to do this. If it works, if it's cool, if people get more out of it, that's one thing. If you're trying to train 15-year-olds to watch football because that's how they play video games, that feels like the tail wagging the dog, no? Mraz, overall grade of Skycam last night?
C-.
Because they used it too much or just any of it you didn't like?
No, I liked some of it. Like, there was one point I brought it up to you pre-show. Le'Veon Bell picks up a block, and it was cool to see a running back pick up a block from that point of view. But ultimately, I don't care about seeing the game from a quarterback's point of view and how it develops. I want to see how a defensive back makes a play on a receiver down the field.
Or where the first down marker
is. Or where the first down marker is. And it's like I'm squinting at plays down the field to figure out what's going on. There's no depth perception with that. I don't like it.
A lot of people hated it last night. So if you got some thoughts on, apparently, the controversial Skycam, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. There's also an element, I think, of motion sickness when you watch too much Skycam. A little nausea sets in. Steady, please. When we return, the Celtics with a hell of a win last night against the Warriors. Can Boston win a title now? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
are the glitch in the simulation.
Damon Amendola. How you say it? Amendola?
My last name's Amendolara.
Oh, damn.
It has...
Hey, on the tugboat, you whatever we say you are, okay?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question. Use the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later on to the show when we'll answer that question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for the vehicle that you have. Brands that you trust, like Brake Best and Wagner Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Remember, if you ever miss any episode of The DA, you can always listen to full episodes on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search DA and CBS, and you'll see your best and favorite interviews, segments, hours, and full episodes, and more. That's iTunes, The DA Show, for free. Subscribe and get every single show ever.
Oh, okay.
Also, programming notes. I'll be doing Sunday morning football this week on the road again from San Antonio, where I will be helping call part of the broadcast team the big Conference USA matchup between the Marshall Thundering Herd at UTSA, Texas San Antonio's Roadrunners. I'll be calling this broadcast for Facebook Live. I've done a lot of cool stuff and projects with Facebook. They've delved into the college football realm with exclusive rights packages. They asked me if I would be involved with it since I love social media and we've done a lot of cool projects together. I said, all right, let's do it. So on Saturday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch a little college football and hear me on the color. I'll be doing the color with Dan Helley from the NFL Network. He'll be on the play-by-play. Shea Pepler on the sideline reporting. So we'll do that game. And then next week, I'll be doing the play-by-play of another Conference USA game for Facebook Live when the Fighting Lane Kiffins of FAU travel to Charlotte. So a couple of chances for you to check out a little DA color and play-by-play, which I know you've been fiending for since the flag football extravaganza, Young Guns, Mr. Six, and everything that went into that back in the summer. Also, on Thanksgiving morning, I want to remind you once again, Mraz is going to be hosting Thanksgiving morning in the overnight spot with Amy Lawrence's overnights. Amy's out for the holiday. Mraz is sliding in solo. Not even co-hosting, solo. And so big doings. I expect you to be up between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern time on that day and then Black Friday to listen to Mraz. Mraz excited, nervous, nervously excited. Where do you stand right now emotionally?
Purely excited, very prepared, and ready to go.
How can you be prepared for a show that's a week away?
I got ideas marinating.
But you don't know what's going to happen.
I know. The topics may not be there, but I got plenty of ideas, and I got some fallback ideas, too.
Fallback ideas.
I got plenty marinating in this big old brain.
Marinating.
I could care less about producing this week, you know?
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
No,
can't wait to see how the show goes.
What's cheese?
Have you gotten a blessing from Amy yet?
Yes, we exchanged some texts.
Oh, very nice.
She was very, very grateful that I reached out to her.
Very cool. So you said, can I just get your blessings, like asking for hand in marriage?
No, I just said I want to keep with the show's theme. So if there's anything you'd like me to do that you normally do, I have no problem doing that. And she said, you know, nobody asked her that. And she was very grateful that I did. But she said it's not necessary. She said, go do the best you can.
Okay, that's great. Glad to hear that she was supportive of you.
Very supportive. Good. It's my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little does she know that Mraz is stalking that time slot, looking to take it over by saying, it's my time. I'm totally prepared. I'm totally confident. It's my time.
I embrace not having morals, and I don't care.
Hopefully she won't realize that, because then she will not be so supportive of this.
I love my sausage smoked.
Celtics Warriors last night, 92-88. Boston comes back with a huge comeback victory. They were down by as much as 17 points in the first half. And this was not a usual Warriors game. I mean, Golden State has looked clunky at times this year. They're still 11-4, one of the best records in basketball. But Golden State last night could not hit the broadside of a barn, especially from downtown. All of those threes that usually go in did not. The Warriors shot just 10 of 32 from downtown. Klay was 3 of 11. Steph Curry was 2 of 9. How often do you ever think that Curry and Thompson will have 5 three-pointers between them? That's the first half from one of those guys, usually. But a lot of that had to do with the Celtics' defense. The Celtics can be very active and long. And here's the deal with Boston. They're probably still a year away because I don't think that Boston, even with a return of Gordon Hayward, can beat a team like the Warriors 4 out of 7 games. And so if you ask me right now, can the Celtics win a championship this year? I would say I still think it's premature. But, and there's another big old but here, the Celtics are way ahead of schedule. Way ahead of schedule. Jaylen Brown last night was phenomenal. And Jaylen Brown wasn't phenomenal just because he led the Celtics in scoring. He was phenomenal because defensively, he's such a difficult matchup for just about everybody. Jaylen Brown had 22 points last night. That was not actually the most value he brought to the table. Because the Warriors, and you have to really measure yourself against the Warriors, because the Warriors are so fast, so agile, so athletic, can drive to the basket, can shoot from outside. You need to figure out how athletically you can match up on defense. The Warriors make a lot of teams look slow and old. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, these are guys that are brought in to be young, bouncy, athletic, and chase guys around. And Jaylen Brown proved last night that he could do that. He harassed the Warriors. So in terms of being a two-way guy last night, he did everything he possibly could. The Celtics also are supremely well-coached, never let down, never give up, and always keep gutting it out to the end. From a talent standpoint, they can't sit with the Warriors right now. But they also don't fear the Warriors. And that's such a big part of trying to defeat the Warriors. You know, in some ways, as the Celtics grow up, by the time we get around to June, the Celtics might be a tougher matchup for Golden State than the Cavaliers are. Because the Cavaliers tend to look old and slow. And the Celtics will not. Again, without Gordon Hayward, they don't have the talent, I think, to beat the Warriors 4 out of 7 times. But when they get Hayward back, and the seasoning of Jaylen Brown, and the seasoning of Jason Tatum, you add Al Horford into it, the Celtics, now adding Kyrie Irving in, have a smart basketball team, have a young, athletic basketball team, have a deeper team than most other squads do. And while the bench was not good for the Celtics last night, that will be something that they lean on. You got to throw the Celtics right now into the conversation of winning a championship because they've ripped off 14 in a row and have done it without Gordon Hayward. And last night was truly a big win for them, a really big win of their development. And, you know, I thought that when Hayward went down, it was going to be a long season for them trying to figure it out. And instead, they have taken off. You got to give them so much credit. Just a lot of guts. When we come back on the show, Mraz gives us his up the gut picks for this NFL weekend. As we always like to say around here, the picks stink, but stick around for the recipes, the football food of the week. Also, it's good to see Marco Belletti back in with us, a.k.a. Marco Bellinelli. Marco, how are you this morning?
Good, D.A. What's going on, man?
Not much. It's good to see you. I heard that you've had a hellish week to this point. No sleep, buying houses, working a lot.
The buying the house was the only thing that's a little strange, but yeah, the moving was yesterday. So you know that process.
Oh, and the worst.
Yeah, trying to sleep on a bed. We forgot the pillows, so you know, little things like that.
No, it was, pillow last night.
No, it was just like a hobo, me on the mattress. It was nice for 2 hours.
Any sheets and covers?
No, that's back at the old apartment, wow, which we still have for a couple more weeks.
So Marco is sleeping on just a mattress, no pillow, no blankets.
No, good thing is I was only there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, so, you know, I couldn't get too comfortable. It's fine.
So this is one of those naps that you take where you have to like throw on the hoodie and put on sweatpants just to stay warm, and you just kind of like lay down.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is not that bad. I mean, really, it could be worse.
It's how most radio guys get their sleep, actually.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, it's probably better than I've done the last month or two or 10 years. But it's not that bad.
It's good to have you back here in studio with us. It feels like old times. When we come back, Up the Gut, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sports talk was meant to be on an imaginary spaceship.
Super Bowl? Super Bowl?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember the best of clips of the DA show every single day available on YouTube. You can watch the best of the simulcast by going to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. And the best clips of our interviews, segments, takes, and much more will be there uploaded after we get off the air. So every single day you can catch up on what you may have missed and rewatch it by going to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. If there was any doubt, any whatsoever, about why Jerry Jones has waged a jihad against Roger Goodell, an ESPN the magazine story should clarify that. I've gotten a little bit of feedback from social media people, Cowboys fans who want to believe Jerry Jones and want to believe in Jerry Jones. And we all know the problems and the flaws that Goodell has as a commissioner. He has overreached at times. He has been flailingly inconsistent in domestic violence. He seems to make it up as he goes along. Players don't trust him. And he sells out the NFL for a better buck, a better paycheck, a little bit more money at every juncture. I've seen this freight train coming for 10 years because when Goodell took over, all he wanted to do was a two-pronged attack, two-pronged candidacy to be commissioner. I will clean up the leagues, criminal element, if you will, and that was in the era of the Pac-Man Jones making it rain and the Cincinnaticus Bengals and all these player arrests. I will be hard on crime, okay? Like every politician you've ever heard. I'm going to clean up the streets. Goodell ran, I'm going to clean up the streets and I will make you more money. That was going to be his legacy and how he sold himself to the owners. And when he came in, he had these boasts and these brags of I will make you this much money. I will double your revenue. And so every step of the way he has done this and sold out the league's integrity and tradition and roots. And it's why last night you see a disgusting color rush on a Thursday night where the Tennessee Titans look like a band of merry Smurfs. It's why we're playing games in London and Mexico City. It's why we have Thursday night football. It's why the quality of games has gone down. It's why it oftentimes feels like Hollywood and not football. It's because they are willing to sell out for any last red cent. And so you just can't make that set of series of decisions for your company for 10 years, 15 years beyond, and not have it affect you negatively in terms of the quality of your product. So there are some Cowboys fans that want to believe in Jerry Jones when you hear Jerry talk about or when you hear the stories get leaked, but you know who they got leaked from. Roger Goodell wants a golden parachute with his next contract. He wants to make $50 million. He wants to have health care or insurance or something for all of his kids for all time. And people go, well, wait a second. Yeah, that does seem like too much for a commissioner that stinks. But that's coming from Jerry. This is not about Roger Goodell's contractual extension or perks. This is about Ezekiel Elliott. And the newest piece by Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, who do tremendous work for ESPN the magazine and Outside the Lines, have done a huge story on this war that is now brewing or has already been brewed between Goodell and Jerry Jones. And they cite a conversation on August the 9th when Goodell was going to hand down the suspension to Ezekiel Elliott. Goodell calls up Roger Goodell. Goodell calls up Jerry Jones, rather, and gives him the news. Ahead of the suspension, it's usually 48 hours that the commissioner's office or the commissioner gives the protocol of giving the owners 48 hours notice before they announce it publicly what the suspensions are. So he calls up Jerry 2 days before he's going to announce it publicly and says, Zeke's getting 6 games. In this story, Jerry Jones said, quote, after a pause, neither one saying anything, and palpable rage from Jerry Jones, says, quote, I'm going to come after you with everything I have. If you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a bleep compared to what I'm going to do to you. Oh, I think that kind of clarifies why Jerry is taking this tact of going to war with Roger Goodell. It has nothing to do with $50 million a year, because if Roger Goodell is making him $10 more million a year than he did last season, Jerry is signing off on that. It has nothing to do with a private jet, because as long as Roger Goodell is taking bullets for Jerry and the Cowboys, he can have the private jet. It has nothing to do with the perks of the job. It has nothing to do with the players kneeling. It has nothing to do with anything but, oh, you're coming after me? And this is very Godfather, because Jerry Jones believes that he has made Roger Goodell, that he's always been next to Goodell, supporting him even in Deflategate, always supporting Goodell. Domestic violence, Ray Rice, the whole thing Jerry has said what a good job Roger has done. And then suddenly, he's publicly speaking about how bad of a job Roger has done. This is why this is a fool's errand by Jerry Jones. Because he made business personal. And you never make business personal. He made a suspension of his running back personal. And once Jerry feels like Roger crossed him, now I'm waging hell on you. Now, it's good theater. Who wins this battle? But it's bad for the NFL. It's really bad, because we talk more about the off-the-field stuff or the internal stuff than we do about the on-the-field stuff. And that's largely the biggest criticism I have with the NFL. They have botched concussions. They have lacked transparency when it comes to scientific research. They have botched domestic violence. They have botched marketing. They have botched relocation. They have botched everything. Player suspensions. Everything. So we don't talk about the football. We have to talk about everything else. And now they have a commissioner at war with the most influential owner. Because the most influential owner is like a 13-year-old girl. You're going out with my ex? I hate you. She's my best friend. She's my best friend. She could do no wrong. She's the best. I love her. We sleep over each other's houses all the time. We're the best friends that ever could be. You're going out with him? I hate you. And that's Jerry. I can't get mad at Jerry. It's just sad. It's just pathetic. It's an old man acting like a 13-year-old girl. It's an old man acting like he's in junior high. It's an old man that is now taking this silly thing personally. It's a suspension of your running back. Does it hurt your team? Yeah, it hurts your team. But you're going to wage war against the entire NFL and try to upset the apple cart? I got to say, it's just sad. But the egos of these guys in the NFL has become pathetic. And so you look at it, you just shake your head and go, no. And that's bad for everybody. Very bad for yourself. and Jerry's in the Hall of Fame, and so he feels like he's impenetrable. You go, no. It's an old, pathetic old man. Let's get to your up-the-gut picks.
Puffiness with football. Moraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's Up the Gut, only on the DA Show.
So a rare winning week by Moraz. Last week he went 2-1 to push him to only five games under 500.
Progress.
So we'll start with Chiefs and Giants. Kansas City is a 2-touchdown favorite over the Giants. 13.5 points. This one's at MetLife Stadium. And boy, you're taking the Chiefs and laying 13.5.
Yeah, I could lay 36.5 here and it wouldn't be enough.
Come on.
Listen, Giants offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan going to have his hands full versus Chiefs defense. You have no right tackle in Justin Pugh out with Justin Houston going after Bobby Hart. Eli Manning has to keep his eyes open. The Giants are without both their middle linebackers, B.J. Goodson and Keenan Robinson. So Alex Smith's going to be sitting there calling out the mic all he wants. And also, Andy Reid, 16-2 in his career coming off byes, make it a whopping 17-2 because his Giant defense also has allowed a touchdown to a tight end in every single game they play this year. Could you imagine what Travis Kelce does to them? This is going to be ugly, disgusting, booze raining down in MetLife Stadium. This is like 41-6 written all over it. Chiefs in a runaway.
If I gave you Giants plus 30.
I'd still have to think about it.
No.
I probably would take the Giants plus 30.
Plus 30, yeah.
But I'm telling you, that's how ugly this could
be. Four touchdowns.
If the Chiefs, forget the winning of this game. If the Chiefs don't cover the spread, they are frauds and one and done in the playoffs.
I think that's fair. Rams and Vikings. This one's a good game. This one's in Minnesota. And you've been hot on the Rams all season. The Rams are actually getting 2.5 points, and you're taking Los Angeles.
I am taking Los Angeles, getting 2.5. They already proved they can win big road games when they went into Dallas and beat the Cowboys. That defense knows Case Keenum better than it. Case Keenum knows Case Keenum, as Keenum practiced against him just last year with the Rams. Rams also leading the NFL in takeaways, something Case Keenum likes to do. It's the best the Rams have been playing defense since Mike Jones was flirting around on the defensive side of the ball. I don't buy the Vikings at 7-2. I'm sorry, I just don't. But really? I do buy the Rams at 7-2.
Vikings have a great defense.
They do have a great defense, but I think it's the Case Keenum factor. I just don't buy it.
It's hard to buy on Case.
Give me the Rams for a big road win to go to 8-2, and they're getting points, but I like them outright.
You like the Rams, though, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If you're asking me today on November something-ith, 2017?
The
17th, whatever the date is, I think the Rams are going to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Rematch,
Spygate revenge.
Huh. I think I would take the Saints right now. Falcons and Seahawks, Atlanta on the road in Seattle, and you're taking Matty Ice plus the field goal.
I am. I think this is the best Monday night matchup we've gotten all season.
Probably.
This is really juicy, and I know this was a playoff blowout Atlanta's way. Last year, this might have been the regular season game of the year. Julio Jones drops a pass late. I like the Falcons here. I think they did turn it around. I know Dallas was banged up. And Seattle, I just don't trust. Also, look for the Seahawks defense. How are they going to cover Julio Jones and these Falcon receivers without Richard Sherman on the defensive side of the ball? I mean, you're going to forget long ago that Mike Smith was the coach of the Atlanta Falcons here with a big win. I like Atlanta on the road on Monday night.
I'm watching the simulcast at WatchDA.com. Chris Venezia on the WatchDA broadcast. Boy, you look very round.
Oh, this is a bad day for me. But you got to remember, I had two slices of pizza for lunch and a Chipotle for dinner last night. So I have pumped myself full of as much salty, bad-for-you foods. Oh, and I had a donut this morning on Donut Friday.
But you look kind of round there.
I do. I look like Butterbean. I actually look a fatter version of Butterbean, which is hard to say.
Very puffy.
Very puffy.
Camera adds 10.
And then finally, your football food of the week where you're undefeated. Broccoli and cheddar roll-ups. I can't believe you have vegetables
Biggest
in here.
Biggest upset of the week. I'm going with a vegetable here. Just like I've talked about in the past with chicken roll-ups or anything like this, it's pizza dough, it's broccoli, it's cheddar. It's all rolled up to get that buttery, crispy pizza outside taste. But if you're going to do broccoli in any shape, way, or form,
it's bread and grease involved and cheese.
And cheese. Yeah. If you drown broccoli in cheese, I mean, it's as good as an Idaho potato. And I'm telling you, this will make you still be fat, but not feel like you're being fat on a Sunday.
Okay.
Broccoli and cheddar is very American. If you're ranking the American combos behind peanut butter and jelly, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, you probably get to like 20 or so where the Saints might be drafting this year. Uh-huh. And then you take a broccoli and cheddar combo. You're going to get gooey. You're going to get crisp. You're going to get tasty. The whole recipe is there at taoncbs.com. Click up the gut.
Broccoli and cheddar roll-ups. If you're going to eat vegetables, please bake them in bread, butter, and cheese.
Only way to do it. Still counts as a serving.
All right, so check out Meraz's Up the Gut picks and his breakdown of Week 11 of the NFL season. Again, he's taking the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Falcons. Check out his Up the Gut picks and his Up the Gut column about the NFL by going to daoncbs.com. Click on the producer's post on the right-hand side of the toolbar. You'll check out Up the Gut and then also Ward's winners for the college football side of things. When we come back, who's ready for the Case Keenum Revenge Tour? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.